Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the pasuk that tells us that Yosef tells his brothers that you thought for negative, but Hashem made it positive. And then the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that's like someone trying to give his friend poison and gave him wine. So he didn't do anything wrong. It's patur midinei shamayim. We say, what are you talking about? It's patur midinei shamayim. We see in the Gemara somebody's miskavin lechol basar chazir and they end up eating basar tzleh. They end up eating kosher meat, they need kapara and slichas. Of course they need kapara. And we saw the Mishnah Nedarim was Machlokas Tanakama Rebbe Yehuda. When someone was over on the Neder and they weren't aware that the Naziris was revoked. She didn't know her husband was made for the Naziris. Tanakama says, Eina Sefegas Harbaim, Rabbi Yehuda says, Makas Maritus. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's Makas. This is the Rabbanon. Tanakama is off the hook with Gamre, but then we saw the Gemara Menachas that says, as Lina Basra Machshava, someone does an Avera, you follow their Machshava, they intended to do an Avera. So they're guilty, even if together with the Avera, the person went fishing on Shabbos and they intended to bring up fish, and they ended up bringing up a baby also. So even though their Maisa is a Maisa Amuter, but their Machshava was Friser, their Chayv, which is Chayv. So you see, we follow the Machshava. We were married. We also saw the comparison in the Gemara. Somebody was shechting an animal. When they shechted the one animal, it was a kusha, and then a second one, a shmeina. So we said, if we go basa machshava, they're guilty, even though the first time when they shechted the kusha, we saw in the Rishonim that that doesn't count at all. But since their machshava was the ra, so the person's chayiv. So that's where we're holding. That just summarizes, you know, it's about 45 minutes worth. So that's the nutshell, Shabbat nutshell of the 45 minutes. Umayata Navo, and again, this is in the Kli Chemda. Now we're on page 132. Umayata Navo, l'nidon didan, v'noyman, d'bi isha shenadra benazir, u'ba'alai ferla, v'yilo yada v'zeh. Leka Maisa di Yisura Kla Lefi Aimet. When a woman was Naderes Benazir and the husband revokes her vow, she's not aware, she's not doing a Maisa Yisur at all. Fi Aimet, because the husband revoked her. Hashem came when someone does when someone is over on one's Neder and Naziris, and then they do She'el L'Chacham. It would appear that it's no better than Nimsei's Trefa. B'nei Me'ayim. According to the Mandi Omar, there's Lina Basar Machshavta, that if they shecht an animal, and then they shecht another animal, even though the first animal, it turns out afterwards that the animal was a Trefa, the first one. Nevertheless, if you follow Machshava, and it's done B'meza, the second time it's done B'meza, it's a Chi of Kares. V'im Ken Yesh Loimah, then he, the Rabbi Yehuda, Svirle, the Tarvayu Chayiv Makis, now it's the Rabbonon. Yishloimah, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Shitosoi, the Svirle, Tavashen Miskavin Oser. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Tarvayu, the only Makis, the Rabbonon. We saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, that if a woman is over on the Nazirus, and she wasn't aware that it was revoked, there's Makas Mardus de Rabbonon. Even though Liba de Emes, she wasn't over on any Isser, but she thought she was being over on Isser. And then we saw a Tosefta, Paragimel de Nazir, Chalekis Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, somebody was noder ben Nazir, drank wine, was metame lemeis, and then went to the Chacham, and the Chacham was matir. There also, Rabbi Yehuda says, is makas maldus. That's what Rabbeinu says here. Isha shana de nazir ba'la heferla, is no maise iser. Hashem came benisha l'chacham. There is b'shas maise, there is a maise iser. We can say that it's true that in both cases Rabbi Yehuda says makas maldus to Rabbanan. That's because it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai that dover she'inu miskavin asur. Rabbi Yehuda holds dover she'inu miskavin asur. V'kach b'savti mokay macher. The Rabbi Yehuda loy ozir boser kavana klal. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't follow one's kavana. Well, didei talya ikir b'hamayse. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it all depends on the maise. That's why dover she'inu miskavin. He's not miskavin. But it's still Aser. Why is it Aser? Because he had bad Kavana. Yeah, why is it Aser? Because he did a bad Maisa. Not because of his Kavana. So his Kavana was totally cool. But he did a negative Maisa. He did a work incorrect. Forbidden Maisa. Therefore, he holds Makas de Rabbanan. In other words, in the case where the husband was Meferla, she didn't know she was over the Nether. In the case where the person afterwards went and did Hatara and the Nazirus. Also, Omrim Oto Davar, that it's Beseder Gamor, that it's Makas Darban, that it puts in Avera Darban. You're right, it's not Maise Isser. It's not Maise Isser. But still, the person did a bad deed. It's a bad deed to think that you're doing an avera, and even though he says that the ikar is tali b'maisa, and therefore since the ikar is tali b'maisa, he did a bad deed, but it's not d'oraisa, because he doesn't follow machshava. In the person's machshava, the person was doing a bad deed, but in the MS, it wasn't a bad deed. And Rabbi Yehuda is not a follower of machshava. Rabbi Yehuda is a follower of Maisa. That's what lowers it to a Derabana. Why is there Malkus at all? If Rabbi Yehuda is a Yid who says that a person doesn't, that we don't follow Machshava, all we do is follow Maisa. So in both cases, there was no Maisa Isser. So the answer is that we give Malkus the Rabbanon in order that the person can shelo targil as atzma lasis iser. So if there's a hafara done on the Nazirus, if the husband was made for the Nazirus, if she did the hafara, if the husband did the hafara, meaning if she did the hafara after she was over the Nazirus, if the husband did the hafara before and she didn't know about it, in both cases, you're right, there's only a maisa. So Rabbi Yehuda is a man who's disregards machshava, because he holds dover she'inu miskavin aser. And the reason he's giving Malkus Mardus, it's not because the person is bad machshava, but shelo targil as atzma. She shouldn't be accustomed to doing these, being over on the zirias. What did Menoder ben Nazir v'nisha l'chacham achar kach kamkein midor raisa like isura l'didei? Given the soif kol soif k'shinisha l'chacham, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not der raisa, because when he asked the chacham after being over on the zirias, so the chacham was oikir, skolnished. Kavana greida ino asu minat toira l'didei. So he holds that just kavan alone isn't us. Ma'ashen ken la halacha de kaimalam ki Reb Shimon the davar she'inu miskavin muter. So we paskin davar she'inu miskavin muter. Why? Because we assign importance to the machshav. Afilu ineima de arama posak la halacha de zlin and boso maisov ve'al machshav einu chayv koris min ha-toyro. Even if we say la halacha that we follow the person's deeds, and on machshav alone, he's not chayv karis min ha-toyro. Mekom yishloimar, the moida Rambam davi isul toyro b'chay gavno, they a maisa osul gam kein. Even if you say that we just follow the maisa, not the machshava, can't be chayv karis in the machshava. Nevertheless, the Rambam agrees that there's an iser d'oraisa here. If there was a Maisa Aser, it's an Issa Daraisa. ולכן לא תקנו בזה חזר מכס מרדוס. אבל כמו שאר איסורי תוירו שאין בהם מלכוס, שגם במכס מרדוס לס בהם. Therefore, they weren't metak, chazam were metak in makas mardus, because it's like other isurei Torah. And it's here when the Rambam told it's nistaraisa, you don't get the malchus nistaraisa. Rabbi Yehuda only holds nistarabana. Rabbi Yehuda disregards machshava. So he says, the maisa even do an iser, so it's, but not to be margal yourself, so he says that malchus darabana. Rambam asks la halacha. Now, when a person goes and does she'ilah on a shvua, so there's no malchus at all. Why? Because it's an isra Torah. Because it was a ma'isa aser, because they did a ma'isa. At the time, it was aser. In real time, it was aser. Afterwards, they were okay with it. But at the time, it was an iser. Since it was an isra Toraisa, they weren't attacking makas maldus, like other isra Torah. You don't get makas maldus. Makas maldus is a din derabonon. Lo mikoch kula sheyesh bim. Nishkin kula. It's no kula we're dealing with over here. אלא מכוח חומר שיש בהם. לא יתקנו חזל בהם מקס מלגוס. Because it's so חמור. Because it's so severe. It's די רייסה, there's no מקס מלגוס. לכן הרמב״ם לא העתיק לדברי רי, אלא בי שנוד רבנוזי. And therefore the Rambam just went to Rabbi Yehuda, one with no רבנוזי. And the husband does הפורה. There, all there is a מחשבת איסורה. אין כאן בכלל מייסי איסור. Right, if the husband is מפיר, or נזירוס, and she didn't know about it and did the Avera anyway, there's not a Maisa Isser, because the MS, she wasn't in a zero. And therefore there the Rambam says that there is Makas Mardus. He was Matik Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Hashem King bin Nazir Shinesha L'Chochom. There the Rambam held שיש בו חומר יויסר, כיוון דו איסור תורה, ולא תקנו בו מכת מרדות. Here the Rambam holds that it's worse. Because in real time, there was an Isser here. The person was over on the Shavua. And then afterwards they did She'ela, Nishal HaChacham, and the Chacham was okay. But in the meantime, they did an Aver D'Oraisa. Okay, afterwards they uprooted it, but it's not going to be Makas Mardus because it was an Aver D'Oraisa. It's not going to be Makas Menatora, the person uprooted the Isser. But since Bishas Maisu was an Isser D'Oraisa, there's not going to be Makas D'Rabona. Ve'emes yesh la'achriach ken b'shita saramba. The lav mishum dekile din zed in eder b'nazir v'nisha lochachon pasak depotu m'makas Mardus. It's not because the Rambam held that it's kal when somebody is shoal l'chacham, that they're over on what they said. He said it's because it's chomer, the idasa rozarua, l'chot Shabbat, hevi otiv, b'sifri chemdat Yisrael b'nei Shabbat, which we should be looking more in chemdat Yisrael b'li nader. It's amazing, Torah, from the halakha of Meir Dan. The idasa Rambam, the poetic halacha, the zvina b'atzim achshavta. The Rambam taka holds l'chot Shabbos, the idasa rozarua, we follow Machshava. You can't say Nazir, Benisha L'Chacham, there's no Isser at all. And it's not Shach Makas Mardus, because in the person's Machshava they were doing an Aver. If Ramaz B, there's an Isser D'Oraisa, and the Rambam says that you don't get Makas Mardus because it's so Chamur, because it's an Isser D'Oraisa. So that's the Or Zeruah. הן אמת, שבספרי תמתי על אור זרוע, והרי מבואר מדברי הרמב״ם, בפרק ב' מלכות שגגות, הלכת תדבר. In my sefer over there, I really wondered about the correctness of what the אור זרוע had said. The rectitude, I think, is the correct word in English. Of what the אור זרוע said. Because we see from the רמב״ם in שגגות 2:15, פקרת, not like the old Zohar, who says that we go Basar Machshavta. That's what I wrote there. Omnam ata שמתי עיוני היטב בלשון הרמב״ם. But now I looked very carefully at the language of the Rambam, בהלכות שגגות הנעל, הנוסח לשגגס, וראיתי שיש לדקתי קצת מלשונו הזהב. תספיר אלי כדעת העול זרוע, but now I'm thinking, maybe the Rambam tackle holds like the Ozerua. No, אז שראית הרמב״ם, נמצאת הראשונה השמנה טריפה, בבני מאיים, אף על פי שלא ידע שהיא טריפה, בעת ששחט הכחושה, ולא לזה מתכוון. So what happened? If the first one is a shmeina, and it's a treif in the bnei me'ayim, and the person, the sheikh didn't know that it's a treif when he shechted the kchusha, ולא לזה מתכוון. He didn't have kavana. He didn't realize that now he's doing something, the correct thing, because the first one's a treifa, because he didn't know the first one's a treifa. Ho'il v'nishchita achrona kim mitzvata, harei ze patur michatat. Since the second one, the latter one, was slaughtered, kim mitzvasa, he's patur michatos. He doesn't have to bring a carbon chatos. He's the Maisi, he did the right thing. V'chein ha-pores mitzudah la'alot dagim min ha-yam b'shkaga. Similarly, if somebody was peres mitzudah to lift up the fish from the sea, b'shegeg, v'he'elat tinok im ha-dagim. And together with the fish, what did he bring up? He also brought up a baby. Ben she'shamat ha-shetavat tinok, ben she'lo shema. Whether he knows about the baby or doesn't know about the baby, since he brought a baby up from the ocean, he's patur from a chatas. Even though his kavana it's a typo in the sefer. So he's pater, even though his kavana was to fish the fish. Mipnei shehaya shogeg. Since he was shogeg, v'chein kol chayotzei b'zeh. So what it sounds like, ad kan l'shana. So what it sounds like is that the Rambam is not paskini basel machshavta. His kavana was for bad. But it doesn't matter, since in the end he did good. He did the right thing. He's off the hook. But the Rambam concludes, "Mipnei shehaya shogeg." V'hine hanishlosha tevot mipnei shehaya shogeg. Lechora ein lam havana. What does the Rambam mean when he says "Mipnei shehaya shogeg"? Here you have the super big sefer Yad HaChazaka, and you have 14 volumes, and you have so many words. And, sometimes things can just get lost over there that are big mistakes, or seem to be anyway. And here we're talking about Meshia Shogeg, sounds like because it was a mistake. What's the Rambam talking about over here? Obviously, Chashon, saying the Rambam made a mistake. But Mamet Kaven Rambam Bo. V'pnei haya shogeg. U'lechora in them havana. This lacks meaning. This lacks understanding. D'ma inyan ze leftor oto mechatat. Hare kol shogeg chayav chadat. What do you mean? He's part of a mechatat because he was shogeg. Every shogeg is chayav chatas. And the Rambam should have said, because the maaser was beheter, mipnei shehamaaser haya beheter. Sheze ikar haptur michatat, leman de'amar de'azlinan batar maasav. The Rambam should have said, because the maaser was beheter, because that's the ikar ptur michatas, according to the man de'amar that you follow the maaser. According to the man d'yomer, you follow the ma'isim. So the reason he's patur mechatas is because it's lina basar ma'isim, not mipnei shehaya shogeg. Ah, it's a beautiful deal. V'lachei nira'a, omer Rabbeinu, demizeh ochiach or zeruah. From this, the or zeruah proved that Rambam zeh al svir alei de'im over avera b'meizid b'zadon Shabbat b'chai gavna. If a person's oivan aravera b'meizid, he knows that it's Shabbos. It's such an instance. אף אגב דה מעשה היה בהתר, even though the maisa was a maisa heter, he meant to do an avera b'mezid on Shabbos, but the maisa was a maisa heter, כגון שנדחה מפני פיקוח נפש, וחיות סייבו, for example, there was a פיקוח נפש involved, חייב משום שבת, דבשר בתר מחשבתו אז לינן, וראה מחשבתו לאיסור, he's chayav al Shabbos. If he had kavana to be over on Shabbos, he's chayav. Because you follow his machshava. And his machshava was le'iser. Omnam hacha, kevan de'aya b'shigigat Shabbat, gam ken. So here, he didn't know it was Shabbos. He didn't know it was Shabbos. Nehi de'echa de'amaseu yisur. How do you know when it was Shabbos? Then you know what would have happened? He would have been Chayav Chatas. Where there was a Maisa Isser, he's Chayav Chatas because there's a Maisa Isser. מה שאין כן הכה, זה לא היה כלל באיסור. לא מחשבה, ולא מעשה, גם חטאת אינו חייב. Here there was no איסור, neither in the מחשבה, nor in the מעשה. Why? Because in the מחשבה, he didn't know it was Shabbos. And in the מעשה, he ended up saving a baby. So there was an aveira neither in the machshava nor in the maisa. And therefore he's not chayav achatas. Ve'af agav dim haya mezid b'machshavto, haya chayav karet, even though if he would have been mezid, he would have intentionally done this act. He would be chayav kares, mikol makom b'shogeg, laka chayuv chatat. B'shogeg, there's no chayuv chatas. Since there wasn't a Maisa Isser, had he been mazed even without the Maisa Isser, he would have been chayv. Kores. Why? Because he had a bad machshava. But here we're talking about where he didn't have a bad machshava. Since he didn't have a bad machshava, he's totally off the hook. V'svir leil Rambam dezer rak al shogeg u'nyan chiyuv chatat. So it's only if the person's shogeg and with respect to a chiyuv chatas. That if the person didn't do a maisa iser, and they didn't mean to do an aver, they didn't mean to be mechal Shabbos, so in such a case, the person is pater. Like over here. It's pater mechatas. Because we lack both. We lack a maisa iser, and we lack a machshava leiser. Aval b'meizid, modeh harambam, de'azlinan batal machshavto. But the mazid we take a follow his machshava, even though there's no maisa iser, but he meant to do an avera, so he's gonna be chayav kares. And here he's totally off the hook with b'nei shehayu shogeg. That's the b'nei shehayu shogeg. But if he'd be mazid, it would be a completely different story. So you see, the Rambam is following machshava. So let's say you have the case where there's no maisa iser, meaning the person had a machshava to do an iser. But in the end, there wasn't an Isser, because the person uprooted it. So there, it's an Isser d'oraisa, because we follow the machshava. And that's why there's no Makis Martis. Amazing. Hein emet, b'divrei Rambam, perek bet, mishabbat, halachat tzayin, ram istimat varav, tafilu b'mezid patur mimisa, it looks like even mezid is part of misach. Mekom hakem shekan biyar ramba. Ainu tam mishim sheshogeg tefila lozurud within the peruv bet mechot shabbat kavanat okin. So he wants to say that that's also going to be the pshat in the words. We want to say that's also pshat in mechot Shabbos. And he has another pshat in that Rambam. V'imkein lefi da'at or zoros tefila la Rambam. Skipping a little bit. La'alachad azlina batam arshavto beizid machshavet isura beisur gamur. It's an Isser Gomer. Which is there, and that the Rambam, he's pattering from Chayv and Mises Beis Din. He says, Mises Beis Din, you don't get for a bad machshava. When you're Mises Beis Din, you follow Maisav. The other Rambam says, it's good to read it, b'chozot, Mefachim b'koch nefesh b'shabbos, v'ain tzarech l'itov shus m'beis din. All activities necessary to save life should be performed on Shabbos. There's no necessity to receive license from the court. The more zealous one, the one is, hamakdim hatzal nefesh reza m'shubach, the more praiseworthy, what's implied? That, latin okshin afal b'yam, if one sees that a child has fallen into the sea, one may spread a net and hoist him up, although one catches fish together with him. If a person hears that a child fell in the sea and spread a net to hoist him up, raise up only fish. He's putter if he intended. The scabby and the hallows dug him, he intended to raise up fish, and in fact, they could have both a fish and a child, he's not liable. He's patur, afilo Hashem, shetava ho, vehele tinokim adagim patur. So here you see, since he lifted up a child together with the fish, he's not held liable even when he hear the child had fallen into the water. So you see here that he's patur. Well, you see here that you follow the Maisa. He didn't hear about the child, and he took up fish. So you see, you go after the Maisa. No, no, no. All the Rambam says is it's talking about me and Mises Beis Din, but in Achinami, it's still going to be Nisid Araisa. So because the Rambam follows Machshava, and his Machshava was Leisa. So Wadin, the Nisha Lachacham, after he was over in his nether, can't say there's no Isur Torah. Shas Maisi, he was over in Isser, and he had a machshava to be over in Isser. So therefore, the Rambam says that the Rambam says he's pater mimalkus because it's worse than a derabban; it's d'oraisa. That's why he doesn't follow the Rabbi Yehuda in the Tosefta, who says that a person who does She'el Chacham is only getting Makas Mardis, because the Rambam holds his Doraisa. But in the other case, in the case where there's no Maisa Isser at all. If the husband was Nefer or Nezirus, and then she was over, there's no Maisa Isser at all. So there the Rambam Paskins, there's only Makas Maidus de Rabona. She got Targilas Atzma. But where there's a bad Machshava, even if it turns out that there was no Maisa Isser, but in the end, but Bishas Maisa, there was a Maisa Isser. In other words, why was there a Maisa Isser? Because before the She'ela, before being She'ela L'Chacham, the person was over, and she was over on her Nezihus, the Rambam holds that it's an Isser D'Oraisa. There was a bad Machshava, and there was also a bad Maisa Bishas Maisa. So even though afterwards there was she'ela that was done, but since b'shas ma'isa there was a ma'isa iser, and there was also a bad machshava, the Rambam can't say you get malchus arba'in because malchus derabbanan, because it's no derabbanan, it's worse than a derabbanan, it's deraisa, because the Rambam says you go after the machshava. There was a bad machshava together with a bad ma'isa, and again you're not getting malchus deraisa because afterwards there was she'ela done, so you can't give malchus deraisa. And also in the case of doing a ma'isa mitzat pikuach nefesh, the machshava was le'isser, because the person didn't hear shaloi shama, he didn't hear about the baby, he was just going to get the fish. So if he was shogeg, he didn't know about Shabbos, and then he ended up getting the baby and the fish, so then we let him off the hook. But if he was mazid, then even though in the end he did a ma'isa heter, I mean, in the end, he saved the baby. It doesn't matter, because he had a machshava le'isir, and he also did a ma'isa iser, because he brought up the fish. So the Rambam Taka holds that we go basa if there was a ma'isa iser, then we follow machshavta. Also, it's only when it was not maisis, or like in the case where there was, in the case where there was a where the husband revoked her naziris before she was over. There, the Rambam says that there's going to be no. There's only going to be makas mardus. Because there was no ma'aseh sir at all. Because the whole thing was revoked beforehand. Hashem came v'nisha l'chacham. So there, the Rambam holds that we follow the. Since there was a ma'aseh sir, we can also follow machshav and say there's an issa d'oraisa here. Because we pass in like Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shem Miskavi Mutter, because we follow Machshavta. And even if we say La Halacha that the Rambam Paskins, there's Lina Basar Maisa, Ba Machshavta, Machshava, Eino Chayev Kares, but if there was a Maisa and a Machshava, they were both Aser. So then the Tzilis could be an Isser D'oraisa. And that's the case where the person afterwards went to the Chacham for the Shade, to be Shoel. And the Neder, Shas Maisa, there was an Isser D'oraisa, and there's also a bad Machshava. And also in the case where the person didn't hear about the baby, and they just went for the fish, and they brought up fish, so there's an Isser D'oraisa, and there's also a bad Machshava. There's a bad ma'aseh because they brought up a fish, and there's also a bad machshavah because they intended to be mechal Shabbos. That's why the Rambam didn't pass in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tosefta. If there's only makas mardus, gabe misha nader benazi v'shasiyan v'kim in the mesim, and they went to the chacham for Antara. Rambam holds it still right, so he holds only makas mardus to Rabbanah. That would be Miyashiv, the Pesachim of the Rambam. But we still have a lot more to say, and plus we haven't yet been Miyashiv the Archaim HaKadosh. So I ask everybody that you please stay tuned, Yitz Hashem. And we will see more Neflos Rabbis, V'gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.